From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Regional carriers for United and American Airlines announced a temporary suspension of all flights from the Columbia Regional Airport, citing concerns about runway conditions and safety. The Columbia Missourian reports the airlines announced suspension on Saturday. The flight scheduled on the airport's website shows all American Airlines flights canceled through yesterday, but four United flights appear to still be scheduled. American Airlines told KOMU that its flights will be canceled through today. Interim City Manager John Glasscock said yesterday afternoon the airlines are concerned about a water drainage feature on one of the runways that can cause the feeling of hitting a bump during takeoff and landing. Columbia Airport and city officials will speak with the Federal Aviation Administration and partner airlines officials today to discuss the issue. Columbia officials have approved the route of a walking trail to honor the city's Black history. The Columbia City Council on Monday unanimously approved a plan to complete the African American Heritage Trail. The two-mile trail will commemorate over 30 sites identified as important to the Black community, the Columbia Missourian reports. The project includes 21 historical markers, some of which are already in place. The trail's first marker memorializes Sharp End, the historic Black business district that was demolished in the 1960s during the city's urban renewal process. A Missouri Southern State University student believes snails might be able to show the impact of mining cleanup. MSSU senior Cameron Praester tells the Joplin Globe that he's studying the shell composition of snails from mined areas that have undergone cleanup efforts in Joplin and Webb City. He's interested in researching whether the snails have absorbed harmful minerals such as lead or zinc. Praester believes snails could show whether or not ecosystems are healthier after mining cleanup. He plans to compare snails from the mined areas to snails that haven't been subject to mining activity to see whether the shells have higher concentrations of heavy metals. The State Historical Society of Missouri's new $35 million facility designed to encourage the study of the state's history is taking shape in Columbia. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that construction is nearing completion for the Center for Missouri Studies. The society's leaders say they're confident the center will open on schedule this August. The society started the project roughly a decade ago. Its officials say expanding into a larger space will provide the public with better access to artwork, newspapers, archival documents, maps, and photography. Society leader Gerald Hirsch says the new space will also allow staff to collaborate more. The new center's construction is now far enough along the society announced its current Columbia Research Center in the Ellis Library will close April 19th. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.